From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Western-backed Kurds come under Turkish attack. Turkey says it will continue to target Kurdish fighters on the Syrian frontier near its border. Turkey's prime minister told Germany's chancellor by telephone that Turkey will not permit forces of the Kurdish People's Protection Unit to carry out what he called aggressive acts. U.S. President Barack Obama is calling on Russia's President Vladimir Putin to end the air campaign against moderate opposition forces in Syria. The White House says the two leaders spoke by phone to discuss agreements reached last week by the 17-nation International Syrian Support Group. U.S. President Obama is going to seek to solidify America's leadership role in the Asia-Pacific region when he hosts a California meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Monday and Tuesday. Mary Alice Salinas reports.
The leaders will tackle a range of critical and thorny issues central to this strategic U.S. rebalance to the Asia-Pacific. The U.S. sees its engagement with ASEAN countries as critical to its future security and prosperity. The White House describes ASEAN as a good forum to build an infrastructure to handle a range of issues. One issue creating some of the greatest tensions, territorial disputes in the South China Sea. The summit will also include talks about problems like violent extremism, cybersecurity, and climate change. Mary Alice Salinas, Rancho Mirage, California.
Vote counting has begun in the Central African Republic in the presidential runoff election between two former prime ministers. Both told voters they would bring peace and security to the nation that has seen more than 2 years of conflict. This is VOA News.